This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have another returning guest. He is David Grant. Well, he's the CEO of Omni Light Industries, Canada, Inc. They trade on the they trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol OLNCF. And to my opinion, he might be the hardest working CEO on the OTCQX. David, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks very much, Everett. Always glad to be here.
You know, since you've been on the show a couple of months ago, we've gotten a lot more listeners. So if you would, maybe give just a little bit about statement of what Omni Light is all about.
Okay, Everett. Well, we started about 20 years ago with the idea of using advanced composites in manufacturing, and that's proven to be a good start. And since then, we've branched out into four divisions: aerospace, military, sports and rec, and automotive. And the company's had a growth rate of somewhere in the neighborhood of 20% a year, and we're trying to keep that up into the 2017 year.
You know, in 2013, I'm going to brag a little bit on you. You had revenues of $5.3 million. Correct me if my numbers are wrong. 2014, you had revenues around $5.8 million, and 2015, $7.4 million. Definitely growing with just a market cap of around $10.8 million. Impressive numbers, yes?
Well, we say the average is a growth rate of around 20. So last year, I think we slipped a bit because of a military order, but the year before we were 28%. And this year's growth, while we don't forecast it, is, in that range. So, things are going well. We have seen benefits from the improving economy and the extra military budget and the general growth in the aerospace business overall.
One, in a recent press release, OML mentioned about $1 million worth of new orders, primarily in the aerospace and automotive divisions. Does the company envision growth in the revenue picture in 2017? Maybe give our listeners some metrics.
Well, we do, and we did indicate it in the same press release that we're getting positive momentum and indications from our customer base. So actually, we're going to have more to talk about that later. In the course of the month, but we do envision the average growth, which I mentioned in our MD&A and other press releases, of the 20% range in the future.
You guys deal with a lot of big companies, a lot of Fortune 500 companies. Who are some of the customers you guys deal with who are Fortune 500 companies?
Well, the way we look at it sometimes is the people that use our parts are Fortune 100 and Fortune 500. Everything that goes in the air these days has parts that Omni Light manufactures, so that's Airbus, Embraer, Bombardier, Boeing, of course. We have a large group in the automotive area that include Caterpillar, John Deere, International Harvester, companies like that, and of course the U.S. military and the Pentagon and the Canadian military are all customers of ours. And I think everyone remembers Omni Light with its legacy product line back to the Olympics in Atlanta in 1996. So we still do a lot of work for Nike and about 140 other sports and rec groups around the world.
That's amazing. I brought up your revenues for a reason. 2015 to 2016, your revenues were a little bit flat. What would be the main catalyst for your growth in 2017?
Well, I think, like we said in the press release, the aerospace and military would be the main catalyst. And I can't speak about the details. We have had, as I mentioned, very positive indications, and we'll be able to talk about that in the near future.
My guest today is David Grant. He is the CEO of Omni Light Industries Canada, Inc. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol OLNCF. The last time I had you on the show, we talked a little bit about the construction of the 172-kilowatt solar array, putting it on rooftops. Can you give us any kind of update where we are on that project?
Yes, I can. We finally got the approval from the city and the county a week ago. So we're ordering all the components. So we've actually upgraded the system to around 196 kilowatts. So should produce approximately 50 to 55% of all the power that Omni Light needs moving forward into the future, accompanying our beautiful solar array. We're going to have a multi-layer white roof, which will improve conditions in terms of reflectivity of the solar impacting the roof, leading to cooler temperatures inside the building and reducing the need for air conditioning, which is our largest single load.
So what's the game plan for that product, and how are you guys going to monetize that?
Well, I think the way we look at it is, you know, one, it's a good thing to do for the environment. And, you know, during the winter period, our costs of grid power will probably drop to zero. As I mentioned, it's only during the summer when there's an air conditioning requirement. So the white roof, as we know, because we've had one for 7-8 years now, does help that tremendously. The other element are some of the long-term implications. You know, we're producing power at 2.7 cents per kilowatt hour in the future, fixed for 40 or maybe even 50 years with the solar system we've designed and will put in place. So current prices out here in California are in the neighborhood of 13 to, you know, at peak 30 cents per kilowatt hour. So we're fixing in our prices for at least half our power for the foreseeable future, including up to 50 years. So all these things, you know, lower our cost, obviously. There is a tax credit associated with this work.
Absolutely.
The net effect is the tax credit gets you back something in the neighborhood of 70% of your costs in the first 3 years. So that makes it extremely attractive.
Well, it sounds like a great product. You know, I'm just kind of visualizing it and looking like it. I know that Southern California can use that, and also probably the rest of the states in the country. But are you guys, you know, just give us a little bit of a roadmap. Are you going to do some sort of beta testing and then bring that out to the marketplace? When do you think some of those revenues might actually fall on the balance sheet?
Well, we're seeing the benefits already, just ending Q2 this week and heading into Q2, obviously next week, 1st of April and onward. So, yeah, we're very optimistic about the future at this point.
Does the change in administration in the U.S. affect your company or any of the products in a positive way or a negative way?
I think it's going to be positive overall. That's the general feeling of the CEOs I'm talking to. One, the manufacturers, which we're, of course, part of, could benefit from the reduction in federal income tax. And we've heard rates that range from, you know, drop to 15 to 20. And now we're hearing, you know, in the 25 range. But basically, all those are benefits. The general concepts of the headwind we had faced to the tailwind we're now feeling, I think, are important for any business. And growth in the economy, you know, moving up to 2.5% potentially in 2017, the increase in the military budget announced in the draft budget by the administration, and just overall the improvement in sentiment in the marketplace, as everyone knows that consumer confidence drives just about everything. So my own feeling is the future looks pretty bright.
You know, I look at your stock price around $1.03 to $1.07. I feel it's very undervalued. I feel your market cap around $10.8 million is very undervalued with a company that's doing north of $7 million in revenues. Do you want to give us any kind of forward statements of what you plan on, you know, looking forward to here in the second and third and fourth quarter of 2017?
Well, we don't give forecasts like I mentioned, but I think there's a couple of things. One is we also trade on the Canadian market, and primarily on the Canadian market on the TSX venture. So that has been challenged, that marketplace, in the last while. We are seeing a renewed interest in that marketplace. So my guess is that lower for longer rates and market caps and all that, especially and including small caps, are gone, and we're going to see increased interest in companies like Omnilight in the future.
Absolutely. My guest today is David Grant. He's the CEO of Omnilight Industries Canada. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol OLNCF. In closing, David, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out to the listeners?
Just, you know, we think there's optimism in the economy, and I think the year ahead looks pretty bright, especially if you're in the manufacturing range. And last thing I'd point out is our ticker symbol on the TSX Venture is OML, Oscar Mike Lima.
And your website, give out our website address?
Yeah, www.omnilight, and that's OMNI-LITE.com.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Want to check back with you in a month or two to see how things are going.
Okay, Everett, always glad to be here.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.